guys, I'm Lucy, and you're listening to Short Stories for Kids, the magical podcast of storytelling. I wonder what adventure awaits us today. This week's premium episode is called Daniel, the Magic Key, and the Baby Dragon. Daniel and his brother Tommy were playing in the backyard one day when they find a box containing a magic key. The key opens a little blue door in a tree, and Daniel and Tommy enter another world where they discover a baby dragon that needs their help. Will they be able to help the baby dragon? And will they ever find their way back home? To find out, come and be a super fan of Short Stories for Kids and sign up to our premium channel. Here you'll receive a Friday bonus episode every week, plus our entire back catalog of over 250 original stories ad-free. As a premium member, you'll also get a guarantee that your idea will be made into a story and read out on the show. Also, premium-only shoutouts just for you guys. To join up in two simple clicks, just go to our website at shortstoriesforkidspodcast.com. And now for today's story request. Hi, Lucy. My name's Amanda, and I love science. I would love a story where a science experiment goes wrong and I end up in Dragonland. Amanda was in science class. She was mixing together chemicals for a project. She had to follow the list that her teacher had written on the blackboard. But then, someone walked in front of the board and she couldn't see the full words. So she just had to guess. At first, everything was okay. But then, she added the final ingredient to the test tube. And suddenly there was an explosion. There was a cloud of dust, and then Amanda blacked out. When she awoke, she was lying on a blanket. As she struggled to open her eyes, she looked around and tried to remember just what had happened. She even thought that she might be waking up in a hospital bed, but she was surprised to see a dragon standing over her. "I must be imagining things," she said. "There's no way that you're really a dragon."
"Well, actually," said the dragon, "I am, and you're in the land of dragons. Whatever chemicals you mixed together brought you here."
"You mean I didn't blow up the classroom?" asked Amanda.
"You got lucky this time," said the dragon. "There's just a little dust in the classroom, and your entire class and your teacher are here."
"They're here in Dragonland with me?" said Amanda. "How neat!"
"When you're ready, you can come with me, and we'll go and enjoy a snack. We're having dragon cereal treats in the meadow."
"Oh, that sounds good to me," said Amanda. She stood up, brushed off her clothes, and followed the dragon. He was huge, as high as a house, and a bright, shining red. That was when she was reunited with her classmates and her teacher. Several dragons were walking around serving juice and treats. The meadow was beautiful, and butterflies and flowers were also all over the place. Once everyone had eaten their treats, the dragon that had led Amanda to the meadow, whose name was Drago, invited all the children to play games with them. There were lots of different things that they could do, including playing hopscotch. It was one of Amanda's favorite games. There were grids made in the meadow, but instead of being drawn with chalk lines, they were made of twisted pieces of the grass. Some of the dragons were very skilled at weaving. After a while, they got pretty warm from playing hopscotch and decided to go for a swim in the lake to cool off. Each child, and even their teacher, climbed onto the back of the dragon and played in the refreshing cool water. every once in a while, one of the dragons would splash them. Amanda couldn't stop laughing. She was having so much fun. Next, each dragon asked their assigned child to wrap their arms around their necks so they could go for a ride in the sky. There was another game organized for their enjoyment, and they had to find a flag with their name on it.
"Hey, how do you know all our names?" asked Amanda.
"It had to have taken you some time to set this up."
"Magic," replied Drago. "It also meant that we didn't have to write each name on the flags or fly around putting them up. We're friends with some amazing fairies, and they used their fairy dust to help us plan this special adventure just for you and your whole class."
"Oh, this is so much fun," said Amanda, grinning from ear to ear. "I wonder what's going to happen when I find the flag with my name."
"Well, you'll just have to wait and see," said Drago, laughing. "I can't tell you because that would spoil the surprise."
They flew around high in the sky, weaving in and out of clouds, and Amanda hung on tight while keeping her eyes trained on the ground so that she could look for the flag with her name on it. There were so many different colored flags flying in the wind. She watched as other dragons flew down with their children. Finally, Amanda spotted the flag with her name on it. It was stuck to the ground at the base of a tree.
"Down there!" she shouted with excitement.
"Hold on," replied Drago. "We're going to fly down for a landing."
Drago flew around in circles for a minute, and then they started to get closer to the ground. Once they landed safely, Amanda hopped off Drago's back and raced to her flag. There was a little package beside it with her name on the tag. The package was wrapped in dragon print wrapping paper. Amanda opened it very carefully, and inside was a painting. It was of her and Drago.
"But when was there time to make this?" asked Amanda. "It's amazing!"
"Oh, magic," replied Drago. "And watch this."
Drago reached out and touched the painting with his nose. A moment later, the image transformed into a painting of Drago lying in a hammock.
"This way your parents won't know that you've been to Dragonland," said Drago. "They'll just think it's a gift you received at school. We have to protect our magic."
At the end of the day, the teacher and all the children got into a special bus that looked just like a dragon. It was bright green, and there was a puff of smoke, and then they disappeared. When they returned to the classroom, the bell rang, signaling the end of science class. Time had somehow stopped while they'd been having an adventure in Dragonland. The classroom was a bit messy, but no real damage had occurred. And while the adventure in Dragonland had been amazing, Amanda knew that because she didn't get all of her ingredients right in the experiment, the day might have ended in disaster. In the future, if she couldn't see something correctly on the board or in her notebook, she would always ask the teacher to help figure out the information. She couldn't risk an accident in the school. When she got home, Amanda got her dad to hang the painting of Drago on the wall. She loved watching it change from the picture with the hammock to the one of her and Drago, depending on who was near. She would never forget the magical adventure in Dragonland. Having known what she had done to create the enchanted adventure, she considered trying to do the formula again. But this time, she'd do it outside, far away from anything else. But she wondered if such a wonderful thing could happen again, or if her trip to Dragonland was really just a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. She went to bed that night dreaming about the dragons and how wonderful it had been to spend time with them. For her next birthday, she wanted to have a dragon-themed birthday party. Amanda hoped to get her mum to recreate the treats that she'd enjoyed with all the dragons and her class in the meadow. Maybe the birthday cake could even have a picture of Drago on the top. She just had to decide if it should be chocolate
or vanilla. Or maybe she'd get her mum to create one layer of each. The next morning, when Amanda awoke, there was a book about dragons under her pillow, with a note that it was from Drago. It told her that she would get another chance to go to Dragonland, but that she shouldn't mix together the chemicals to make it happen. Some other magical chance was waiting for her. She just had to find the special crystal that Drago had hidden for her somewhere. Amanda was excited because now she had something incredible and unique to look forward to. When she got to her next science class the following week, she was surprised to see that no one was talking about their adventure to Dragonland. Amanda wondered if their memories of the events had somehow been erased. Maybe they had received something else in their gift that didn't remind them of the wonderful adventure at the time. Amanda couldn't wait until she received the chance to go back to Dragonland. Maybe then she'd have all the answers that she was looking for. The